Full Immersion Communication Technology, Part 2. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. These systems are part of my daily life up here. I strongly suggest you watch my previous videos about Taijiten quantum holographic computer technology, and the first part of full immersion communication, if you haven't already, as it directly connects with today's subject, also because full immersion technology needs an enormous amount of computer power, and I'd like you to know where it is coming from. Full immersion communication technology is no other than virtual reality, but taken to its ultimate and most advanced form, and it is so advanced that it is indistinguishable from reality itself. This system allows the user or users to have a full experience as if he or she had been transported to another place using a portal, without leaving the safety and comfort of their homes or starship, as is the case with me. This means that a person such as Queen Alanim or myself can enter a special room inside this ship and be transported to Tema or to wherever to work there, meeting and talking to people, and overseeing projects safely with no need for real space travel. The system is very complex and is as follows. The user enters a special, very large room with no windows, which is completely dark inside when the system is off. This room is shaped as a near sphere surrounding the user or users. The computer projects into the entire room with a 360-degree, three-dimensional super high-resolution image using thousands of small cameras built into the walls, floor, and ceiling. The original feed for this image is coming from a small spherical drone about the size of a large grapefruit. This drone is physically in the place the user wants to visit, for example in my case it is in Tema. This little drone floats around using its anti-gravity systems, sometimes at around half a meter above the height of an average person. Still, its flight altitude varies to negotiate obstacles. It also uses the head of the person in full immersion it is projecting as a hologram, as a reference point from where it takes its sensory readings, at the same time, hiding in the head, using that portion of its hologram so the people around cannot see it. This drone sends sensory data to its computer, which in turn logs onto the highly advanced coded lepton muon communication technology supporting this system, and sends it to the receiving computer that can be several light years away. In my case, those would be 440.3, as I am currently in low Earth orbit. Let me remind you that this technology uses lepton muons to create a high intensity disturbance, using super high frequencies which are associated with ripples in the ether, and travel instantly as there is no time and no distance there, or only the one, or the values we give it. As explained before, it is like using coded gravity pulses, although I just explained in my previous video why I no longer will use the word gravity as it is associated with how Earth physics views and studies cosmology in their very limited understanding and terms. Yet, it is very difficult to explain this kind of subject without using the word gravity. Another way to attempt to explain this technology is with quantum entanglement, where what one particle experiences in one place will make its partner react in the exact same manner in another faraway location. Quantum entanglement is Earth science's first attempt to study and understand faster than light communication between particles, and as you can notice, they are contradicting themselves here again, as supposedly nothing can travel faster than light. But as Zykira, this ship's engineer explains, the lepton muons are not traveling faster than light at all. In fact, they are not going anywhere, as it is only their coded vibration which overcomes those super long distances, moving through another existential realm, the one we could call the ether or the spirit world. I use here those same words in the same manner as the famous Skunk Works founder and creator, Kelly Johnson, used them during a meeting at Lockheed when he was describing how his super top secret craft could exceed the speed of light, using and traveling through the spirit world. His words were supposedly leaked into the public by one of the people who attended the meeting several years later, as the story goes. Sending the energy frequency wave, coded disturbance of a Maun particle through the ether, is far easier than sending an entire starship through the same ether, but this is exactly how faster-than-light travel works, switching the existential vibration of the ship to stop fitting in the place of origin and start to be in accordance with its destination. Literally demanifesting itself in one place, and then remanifesting itself in another. As this is done with starships that sometimes weigh millions of metric tons, the same thing with minute particle vibrations, so seen from this angle, it is not that difficult. Coming back to full immersion communication technology, the small spherical drone picks up sensory data coming from its cameras and from its chemical analyzers and other sensors similar to spectrometers, from the physical area it is in, and then sends it using muon technology, to the computer on the other end, which uses the data to re-create the environment the faraway drone is in, and projects it in a full surrounding room in which the user is in. The drone can transmit data such as visual and sound data, temperature, wind strength and direction, and smell, which the computer on the other end generates for the user, and for added realism. When the user enters the full immersion room, he or she goes into a controlled gravity environment, where the user can walk and walk and never reach the walls of the room, yet the experience the user is having is fully as if he or she was really walking in the world the computer is projecting all over the room. The full immersion room has temperature and wind generators linked to the data the computer is receiving, as well as synthetic chemical releases to emulate smells and odors. Then back in the faraway location, the drone will also generate a three-dimensional image of the user so he or she can be seen and can interact with the people physically in that faraway location, also while concealing its presence inside the same hologram it is generating, as I said above, typically using the head. I can imagine that most of you may be thinking that his technology is far out and exaggeratedly advanced, to an unbelievable level, and I don't blame you. Simply think of how a modern cell phone would be seen only 100 years ago, on Earth, or your computer, or any other high technology supposedly made on Earth. But, you know what? Although this technology is still in operation, for example here in Starship Talika, it is obsolete. It is very obsolete, at least in most of its most important components. This I just described is far from being state-of-the-art, and the one that is the one in the third part of this subject, and it leaves this one I just described as old as a discoidal dial phone is to most humans. Compared to the new technology, this one is crude and unrealistic, and full of problems such as over-exaggerated odors, or lack of them, incongruent wind patterns, or failing 3D parts in the image, which sometimes appear flat or as in a screen, because it is a screen. It's still good, but you don't lose your sense of reality. You know you are in a room surrounded by holograms, unlike the new technology that you cannot distinguish any difference from the real world, and to a frightening degree. To be continued in the third part. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend, Marie Swaru.